Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Sports history will be made tonight as Utah welcomes their new NHL hockey team to the Delta Center.
It's being billed as a big party with everyone invited. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, given how long it's been since we last got a new major sports team in town, this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity that leaders, including Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall, hope people will take advantage of.
We're going to welcome this team with the warmest arms to the fastest ice on earth that Utah often boasts.
The party starts outside the Delta Center at 4 with games and other events. The celebration then moves inside at 5:30, where Ryan and Ashley Smith will speak and bring out the players and the coach of our new team. Again, admission is free. KSL will be broadcasting live outside during the whole event. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
I'll tell you who's excited about it. Downtown businesses are feeling the excitement of our new NHL team calling Salt Lake City home.
An NHL team here means 41 home games played in Salt Lake City and 41 opportunities for downtown businesses to woo customers. Dee Brewer, executive director of the Salt Lake City Downtown Alliance, says the importance of entertainment at the Delta Center cannot be overstated.
We looked at the top visitation days downtown last year. And 76% of those top 25 days had events at the Delta Center.
Brewer anticipates this will also bring more hospitality businesses into the area, including hotels, bars, and restaurants. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
The owner of Legends Pub and Grill in Salt Lake is also super excited about a hockey team. Trevor Harding talked to KSL TV, and his enthusiasm was obvious.
My reaction? Oh, it's pretty. I'm excited. Super. I mean, for us here, it's big news.
Salt Lake City Police say they're planning for big crowds at the Delta Center during today's welcome party. Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News will also be broadcasting live outside Broadcast House this evening, directly across the street from the big Delta Center party.
When you think about it, there's plenty of similarities between the arrival of Utah's new NHL team and 45 years ago when the Utah Jazz arrived.
Salt Lake City landed its first Big Four team with the NBA's Jazz from New Orleans in April 1979 following the team's regular season. There were complaints at the time that New Orleans was more interested in attracting conventions than supporting the NBA, and reactions to the move were mostly negative among fans and players. More recently, Arizona Coyotes fans jeered Salt Lake City at the team's final home game in Glendale. As questions are asked whether Utahns will support both the Jazz and the NHL team, years ago there were similar questions about whether they would support the Jazz and the Utes at the same time. Turns out there was room for both. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The Tennessee State Legislature passed legislation last night allowing teachers to carry guns. Here is ABC's Andrea Fujii following the story.
1 year after a gunman opened fire at the Covenant School in Nashville, killing six people, including three young students, supporters of arming teachers say it will make a potential school shooter think twice. The bill will allow teachers to carry concealed handguns on a school campus if the principal, school district, and local law enforcement sign off on arming school staffers. With state approval, Tennessee is set to become at least the 30th state to allow teachers to carry guns in some K-12 schools.
Utah passed a law earlier this year allowing for armed guardians in schools, requiring at least one armed resource officer or armed non-teacher volunteer in each school.
Our mountain snowpack is melting fast, and today we will see temperatures well above normal, possibly hitting the 80-degree mark. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with that story. Peter?
Tim, we're getting deeper into spring, and that has an effect on waterways near you.
Basically, the streams are going to be running cold and fast. So it's really important just to kind of keep children and pets away from our waterways because they can be pretty dangerous.
National Weather Service meteorologist Linda Chang says we're going to see faster snowmelt as rain comes down and weather gets hotter.
A little bit above median for this time of year, but we're pretty close to that. So far, we've melted off most of our lower and mid-elevation snowpack.
Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
Amanda, we're watching some of the emergency vehicles kind of setting up shop on the 21st South on-ramp to North 15 in Salt Lake City, where there's a grass fire, something going on just off the freeway, somewhere between that Home Depot and the freeway itself in Salt Lake City. But the rest of the roads are all pretty quiet. It's a little bit heavy on I-80 going up towards Parley Summit. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Three former inmates of the Daggett County Jail were awarded over $300,000 because of how they were treated behind bars. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Tim, these inmates filed a civil lawsuit back in 2017, saying they experienced cruel or unusual punishment before the jail was shut down that year, following a state investigation into broader misconduct by employees. Now, specifically, attorneys for the inmates say deliberate indifference from the sheriff led to the punishment at the hands of former deputy Joshua Cox. The trial was meant to determine how responsible the county was. These three inmates were awarded $352,300 worth of damages. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
The tennis courts and fields at a handful of Salt Lake City high schools are now closed to the public after hours. The reason? Granite School District spokesman Ben Horsley tells KSL-TV people are using the fields and courts as dog parks, and they're leaving a mess behind.
We put up signs, and people are disrespectful to the tune of they expect that these facilities are pretty much their dog park.
Horsley says they want the community to be able to use the fields, and the current closures could be changed in the future.
Minneapolis city leaders are trying to lure the Sundance Film Festival to Minnesota.
Members of the Minneapolis City Council came together yesterday to express their desire to try and lure the film festival away from Utah. According to the Star Tribune, the vote was a necessary first step toward a confidentiality agreement that will allow Minneapolis and Sundance leaders to move ahead with negotiations. The festival's current contract with Park City expires in 2027, and festival organizers have created a two-part process for cities interested in hosting the festival after that. The first step in that process is due a week from today. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
I can't imagine it anywhere else but here.
No.
It wouldn't be Sundance if it's not here.
Well, I think a lot of people, I'm only speaking for myself, but Hollywood likes to come to Park City because of the vibe there.
Yeah.
Setting it in the middle of Minneapolis, I don't think would have the same feeling.
Minneapolis is a great city. I think it has a cool vibe, but you can't take Sundance out of Utah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know, that's a business decision. All right,